It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Trax Power Sports. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. Nice to have you here. Tim Hughes, along with Russ Smith in studio. We've got a lot to do over the next hour. Navi's still with us, too, by the way, and we're going to turn him loose talking fishing here in just a minute. I think we've got a kindred spirit for you, Navi.
Yes, it sounds like it.
Not just a fisherman, but a skier, too.
That's correct. I think they're one and the same.
Yeah. We'll check in with the Mike's later coming up. I just want to remind everybody of what's still to happen here. We'll go road tripping. Mark Wade will jump back in with us. Looking forward to share a conversation with Deidre Walsh, who is the chief operating officer, speaking of skiing, at Park City. And their 60th birthday is happening right now, their birthday celebration. And specifically, as you listen to the show today, they've got some fun that's happening both on the Park City side and the Canyon side for the party coming up later this afternoon and this evening. So we'll get you the specifics there. And Roger Eggett from Bear River Lodge will join us, of course, and we'll talk about not just the snow that they are enjoying up there right now, but also this Valentine's special. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, you can go to KSLNewsRadio.com, click on the contest page, and find out how you and your sweetheart could end up up there for a night stay at one of the studio cabins, and also get out on a snowmobile or a side-by-side of your choice. All right, let's talk fishing here. Mike Slater is with us. He's the Central Region Sport Fish Project leader. Not just a fisherman, but a skier too, which makes him part of the family around here. And we're going to talk specifically today, Mike, about fishing rivers in Utah. You've got a few in mind, but I thought the angle on this that I hadn't really thought about is with the uncertainty of the safety of the ice lately, it just makes sense to go fish the rivers, right?
Absolutely. And it's a time when not a lot of anglers are on the rivers, so you can find yourself in some solitude on these rivers, too.
Right, Navi, that's one of the main reasons you like to do it this time of year.
You know, if I had my druthers, I'm fishing in the winter more than I'm fishing in the summer. I love the cold water, and he talked about fishing some of my favorites, the Provo, the Duchesne, and was it Hardware? What was it? Blacksmiths. You know, I don't fish the Duchesne in the winter. I got to tell you, that's one I haven't tried in the winter. I do fish it in the fall, but my favorite thing on the Duchesne is hopper season with all those alfalfa fields out that direction. I love hitting that river. And by the way, the rivers he's talking about, I think, are best fished fly fishing. And, of course, the Blacksmiths is one of the best in the whole nation.
Yeah. Mike, let's start with the Duchesne since Navi brought it up. You think this is a good time of the year to be down there, huh?
Yeah, I think it is. There's some access locations all along there just north of Hanna where anglers can get access to the river. Keep in mind, though, I mean, it is winter. There is snow. And it might take a little extra effort, you know, to walk your way to the river itself.
Yeah, I haven't been out to the Duchesne in the winter. I just really haven't. You know, my days in the winter are quick. That's one of the advantages. You know, you get up late, and you get out there, and you fish midday, and then you get back, and you get warm. And the Duchesne just seems far enough, you know, from the front here that I haven't done that. But I love fishing. I mean, a day on the Provo, a winter day on the Provo is as good as it gets. It's very accessible all the way up and down that road. And then Blacksmiths, not as much, but still really good fishing. If you can get to the Blacksmiths in the winter, you're going to knock them dead.
Mike, you were saying that the lower Provo is really one of your regular haunts, right?
It is. I like to spend a lot of time on both the lower Provo as well as the middle Provo. And as Navi said, I mean, you can access it, you can fish it, and I'm the same. I fish the Provo River a lot more in the wintertime than I do in the summer. Not just because of the crowds, but I enjoy fishing in the winter. I like the cold.
Are your tactics any different? I guess they are in the winter than they are in the summer. Navi has spoken to this before.
They are. In the summer, I really am. I don't want to consider myself an elitist, but I certainly do spend a lot more time dry fly fishing in the summertime. But in the winter, you're going to want to put some nymphs on, some sow bugs, you know, get those things right down on the bottom, because those fish, they just don't like to move around as much in the winter. So you're going to have to get it right in front of them.
That's right in your wheelhouse, Navi.
Absolutely. And what he says is correct. You know, the gamut of forage for the fish is much more expansive in the summer. In the winter, they're reduced to what there is, and I call sow bugs oatmeal. And sometimes the only thing in the cupboard is oatmeal. So sow bugs in the state of Utah, you cannot miss. Like he says, drift them low, run along the bottom, and really, you're talking 50 fish days in the winter.
Why does the blacksmith make your list here, Mike?
You know, it's just a different sized river, and we also want to direct people in different parts of the state. It's not just a one location where everybody has to go. And so we kind of strategically tried to pick a few waters in different locations. You know, in the Blacksmith Fork up there in northern Utah near High, a little bit smaller, but it's a great, great fishery, both winter and summer.
We were talking when we started the program today about the Cutthroat Slam and some of the great restoration work that money goes towards. Blacksmith Fork is one of the places where you can have some success in checking off some subspecies if you're doing the slam.
Correct. Yeah, you can get your Bear River, Bear Lake cutthroat up in that location. You know, and it's not just Blacksmith Fork. I don't want to expand things too much. You got the Logan River there as well, and you can do the same there.
Yeah. I think the Logan is as good of a river as you can fish in the winter. I love the blacksmiths. I got to tell you, I'm mostly catching browns. Don't see a lot of cuts, particularly in the winter, on blacksmiths.
You are correct. It'll be mostly browns. In fact, we have kind of an overabundance of population of brown trout in the Blacksmith's Fork. So don't be feeling bad if you want to take a couple home.
Mike, I know you listen to the program on a fairly regular basis. You mentioned or heard Navi talking about rivers over the past few weeks. You've heard him no doubt say there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothes. wearing the right clothing is something that you really want to emphasize.
True. And people get scared of the cold weather for whatever reason. I mentioned I love the cold, and I may be a little different than most, but put some layers on. You know, you'll get out in that water, and that water's not going to be as cold as the air, to be honest. If it's moving, it's not 32 degrees. It's warmer than that. So, yeah, you can get cold when you're standing in it for a while, but wear an extra warm pair of socks or some fleece underneath those waders, and you'll stay warm. You'll have a good time fishing.
Navi, I'd like you, too, to share bits and pieces of information here about handling the fish this time of year, too. It's something we've talked about before. Navi, you there? Hello, well, Navi.
Yeah, well, I can answer that, of course.
Yeah, I was hoping you two would have a bit of a conversation about that.
Yeah, you know, I use fingerless gloves when I fish in the winter, but you have to take it off when you're going to handle that fish. That fish does not like that wool feeling. It loves the hands. So get your hands wet when you handle that fish because you're not going to hurt them that way. Know that slimy feeling of the fish is actually very important to the health of the fish. And if it adheres to your hand or your glove, it's going to hurt the fish. So you got to wet your hands, but just stick them in your pants for a minute and get them warm again and put on your fingerless gloves.
I can't agree with you more, Nobby. I'm the same, and I also like to use a net where I can leave that fish right down in the water as long as possible.
Weber River can't go without a mention right now. That's one of Navi's favorite haunts.
I mean, Weber's that my one backyard. Too. I know every turn.
Go ahead, Mike.
A great place to catch your whitefish. You know, I know it's not the most popular fish amongst anglers and even fly anglers, but boy, in the wintertime, if we didn't have those whitefish in places like the Weber River, the Provo River, you might have a fishless day on your hands potentially, but those whitefish, I really enjoy nymphing for those February and into March.
And the whitefish contribute to the forage of the brown. People think that they're competing. They're not competing. And just because of the roe that the whites put out during the winter really gives a calorie boost to those browns, and that's why they'll actually put on weight over the winter, which is very rare.
Yep. But the Weber River you mentioned, I mean, that really is a popular fishery in the wintertime and very, very accessible.
Well, I think it was a great conversation to have right now, particularly with the news we had last week of unsafe ice and even an unfortunate death out in Tooele County. So I do appreciate that angle of it. Mike Slater, thanks so much for your time today. That's going to do it for this segment. We're coming back, though. We're going to talk road tripping. It looks like I've lost my space. There we go. Mark Wade's going to be back with us. We'll find out what he has in mind for road tripping. That conversation is coming up next.